hope you can hear me. Had some mic problems there. I had to switch to the other mic, but I'm still here now. It's 8:01 a.m. Nice and bright and early this morning. Hope you're having a great morning. If you're here on campus or you're in Burlington, you would know that it is in fact snowing quite heavily, actually. So hope everyone is staying nice and warm, and I'll give you some music to listen to while you hopefully stay inside and stay cozy. But for now, you're listening to 90.1 WRUV. I am your host, DJ Stardust, for the next hour. You are listening to The Asteroid Belt, and this first song is one that I actually reviewed myself on the WRUV review website, so I hope you enjoy it, because I really like it. That's why I reviewed it. It is by a band I believe I've played on air before, but I'm not quite sure. This first one is called Flagstaff, and it's by a band called Axe and the Hatchet Man, and I hope you enjoy it.
So here we go, come on, let's hit the road. I want you to behold, I don't wanna do this on my own. So why don't we go? Blown away through this firelit gaze, I see my home, I see my home. Scared to rage, cause we are all afraid of growing old, of growing old. So let's run around the desert, we can taste the sand. Let's book it down to Flagstaff, just take my hand. Flagstaff, just take my hand. So here we go, come on, let's hit the road. I want you to be whole, I don't wanna do this on my own. So why don't we go? Gone astray, think we lost our way. For now we roam, for now we roam. All we know. So let's run around the country with a paper map, leave a letter in the backyard, never coming back. So it's been a little lonely, why don't we be friends? Let's book it down to Flagstaff, just take my hand. This place is something more. We don't have to do this on our own. So why don't we go? Why don't we go? Why don't we go? Why don't we go? Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Saying it, kiss me if you mean all the things that you said. I don't wanna keep on playing your game.
rushing to the opposite end of where I'm supposed to be. Rush to wait, that's too much for me. Sinking, relinquishing agency, offered amenities, getting gone inside my cove.
You down, wasted on the couch. Say what you're feeling now. Don't hold back. Spell it out. Spare me a dirty mouth. Whatever is keeping you here. Freak out.
a shame to see a face like yours fall to pieces on the bathroom floor. We can stay up all night till you're sure. Oh, it's alright. If you decided that you don't wanna stay, I won't try and stop you from moving to LA. Forget about me. So don't freak out. We're only 20-something. All I know is that with you there's something so different, and I will never slow down. No, I will never slow down. Lay right here and we can waste away.
So that one was 20-something by Knightley. Then before that we had Turbulence by Luro, Designer by Balu Brigada, and Flagstaff by Axe and the Hatchetmen. Those songs are, the first two are by, I really have started to like Axe and the Hatchetmen and Balu Brigada. I found one of his songs, I think I played it a few weeks ago, maybe last week, 2 weeks ago, I don't know. Time is weird right now, but I definitely played one of his songs and I noted it was very good. But to hear that one too, I was like, oh, like he actually has a good discography, because sometimes artists will only have, like, no offense, like one or two good songs and then the rest are kind of like not as good, or they change genres or something like that. But his discography is kind of fire, so might have to dip even farther into that. And next semester, you might hear a lot of him, so be prepared to be sick of me. But anyways, now we have a little public service announcement. As always, I actually don't think I've read this one before, which when I was flipping through the binder of ones I could read, I stumbled across it, and I was like, there's no shot I haven't read this on air yet. But according to my little thing here, I haven't. But this one is called Attending Concerts. Okay, let's just start again. Attending concerts increases well-being. A scientific study conducted by Patrick Fagan reports that frequently attending concerts increases emotional health, self-perception, and general levels of happiness. People report a 21% increase in feelings of well-being after just 20 minutes of gig time. The study compares concert going to other wellness activities, such as yoga or walking with a pet. The good news doesn't stop there. Additional scholarly research states that attending shows may even add 9 years to one's lifespan. Go check out your local scene, listen to some awesome bands, and boost your mood. This has been a PSA from your concert-going DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. Well, if attending shows could potentially add 9 years to your life, I might live forever. And that is kind of a crazy fact. But I do love concerts. They're like my favorite thing on planet Earth. You probably could have guessed being a DJ at a radio station that I love live music. It's, I think, like, probably my favorite thing on earth. I love going. I go a lot with my mom. I already have, like, I don't even know how many scheduled for, like, the rest of the next year, technically. So it's gonna be fun. I'll keep you guys updated, trust. Okay, next song is actually by an artist that I did see in concert. You can say I saw him in concert because he was an opener for Niall Horan of One Direction. His name is Del Watergap, and I've loved him for a really long time, and I remember when I found out he was opening for Niall, that like changed my brain chemistry. But this is a song off his new record. It's called Marigolds, and it might be one of my favorite songs ever. I love it so much, but you can be the judge of that. Here it is. This is Marigolds by Delwater Gap.
Thank you. to be alone when I'm fighting my body. I like silver more than gold, 'cause it's tantalizing. There she goes again, Mara with a carrot stick. I'm a bunny with tunnel vision. I don't wanna be a drone, I wanna be a river. There's water in my bones, I'm soft like a whisper. But I pack a punch, just like that Nara. I'm always the first to throw my hands
all right.
right, that one was Take by Anna Grace Obdom. Then I'm a Bunny with Tunnel Vision by Tori Weldinger. Knife by Beth and Blue. And then we started with Marigolds by Del Water Gap. So it's now roughly 8:30. So if you've been here before, you know it is time to do our news and weather. So today's is not really a fun article if you're a UVM student, but definitely something worth possibly noting. This one comes from our next door neighbors, the Vermont Cynic. It was written by Indy Rose and Meredith Gaglio, and this one is called Burlington City Council Passes Resolution Addressing UVM Dorm Conditions. On November 17th, the Burlington City Council approved a resolution requiring UVM Housing and Dining Services to comply with Burlington's housing code. The resolution requires UVM and Champlain College to provide data on bed counts, forced triples, inspections, and maintenance complaints, disrupting UVM's residents to city oversight. The resolution follows weeks of campaigning from the Student Tenant Union, which has hosted weekly meetings and student canvassing events that have gathered hundreds of reports of unsafe conditions across UVM residence halls. Just because it's temporary housing doesn't mean it has to be terrible housing, said junior STU Representative Ethan Kefner. Following administrative pushback, STU continued gathering student testimonies via Instagram and on-campus tabling, now with hundreds of personal stories. Additionally, STU members regularly attended council meetings. STU attended city council meetings on October 21st, held town hall on October 30th to gather testimony for the November 3rd meeting. On the November 17th vote, students filled half of the council chamber in support of the resolution. The resolution outlines several new reporting and oversight requirements that UVM and Champlain College must meet. Even though SDU is a UVM-focused organization, Champlain College was also included in the resolution because it is under the same ordinances. According to the agenda materials, both institutions must complete a detailed account of their residential systems, including how dorms are staffed, monitored, and maintained. Beyond the capacity numbers, it directs the universities to prove the city with the methods they use to handle maintenance problems, including how students submit requests, what systems they use to track them, and what happens when an issue isn't fixed right away. The goal is to independently verify students' reports of unsafe conditions rather than rely on university-provided documentation. So there's your news, which I guess is technically good news, but also bad news if you're like in an awful situation. Maya, the bathroom in my like hall flooded yesterday in my dorm, but that was fine. It was fine. It was a little inconvenience. I don't know how it happened because there are drains on the floor, but it's totally okay. Was not that bad. But to move away from that, now we have the weather, which if you're in Burlington, if you're at UVM, you know it is snowing right now. My walk here almost slipped 5 different times. But I did make it, but I'm just looking out the window and it's coming down quite hard now. And the weather app does in fact convey that. So this is from the Weather Channel. And it says snow showers this morning, which I can attest to if you're in Burlington. The high is 28 and the low is 2 degrees. So quite a cold one. The next few days don't have snow in the forecast, but don't always believe that. With the high tomorrow being 20 degrees and the low being 13. For the next few days, it kind of is in like the mid-20s range, but next Monday, when I actually get to go home, it's a high of 15 and a low of 4 degrees, so that's going to be a cold one. But it's been snowing the past few days now, and I actually really like it. It's really pretty, but not when I'm on my way to class, so hopefully the snow stops before I have to leave later, but we'll see. So, with all that in mind, all the information I just gave to you, we're now going to move on to a band that, this song is actually a cover. I love when artists cover songs. It's one of my favorite things. I love when an artist can cover a song and like you wouldn't even know that it was a cover. Like that's how good they do. This one's pretty good. I won't lie. It's pretty good. This is a cover that Inhaler did of a song you might probably know called Fade Into You, but they've done a few covers. I know they covered a Billie Eilish song as well, Inhaler, so this isn't new to them, but every time an artist covers a song, like, it always gets added to my playlist, especially because they usually do, like, a live kind of version of it, my favorite. So, here it is. This is called Fade Into You, and this is by none other than a band here on the Asteroid Belt we know and love. This is Inhaler.
Thank you. Upside down, upside down, upside down, dashboard. to go with you to the movies. You knew you were uncool, but you thought you could fool me. They play oldies in the afternoon for the elderly and me and you. Fred and Ginger, black and white, I watch you watch It's a Wonderful Life. Cerebral, I didn't know what you meant, but now I do. Would it have killed you to call me pretty instead? I'm in a second story window and you're yelling at me, Stella, and I'm laughing cause you think you're Brando, but you'll never come close. All I need for you to admit is that you never knew me like you thought you did. You never knew me like you thought you did. Like you thought you did. You say he's looking at you, kid, thinking I wouldn't understand the reference. Think we're faded. I'll be lucky if I'm your third wife. That's only something you would say in the car. We've been breathing the same air for too long. If the snow wasn't coming down so hard, I would open the door and walk home. It's only a couple miles. What could go wrong if I hitch a ride with a guy in a pickup who doesn't know left from right from wrong? All I need for you to admit is that you never knew me like you thought you did. You never knew me like you thought you did. Like you thought you did. All I need for you to admit is that you never knew me like you thought you did. You never knew me like you thought you did. Like you thought you did.
That one was Brando by Lucy Dacus. Absolutely love that song. Then we had Baby Blue by Luke Hemmings, Hula Girl by The Neighborhood, and we started with that cover of Fade Into You by Inhaler. Those four songs, love them all deeply, even though that's technically not Inhaler song, still love it. Love Lucy Dacus. Luke Hemmings, in case you didn't know, he's actually in the band 5 Seconds of Summer. And they all four members of the band now have solo music as well. And they just dropped an album as a band, but their solo music is actually really good. So that's like the kind of vibe that like Luke's is. It's kind of very much fits the Asteroid Belt vibe. So I think I've played a few of his songs before just because of that. But we are reaching the end of the show, the last show of the semester. Very sad. So for the last time, I'm going to tell you that I'm hungry because I actually am. And I'm going to read you this little message. Looking for genuine food, friendly faces, and a bright, welcoming space? Deep City serves up breakfast and lunch with fresh ingredients next to Burlington's Waterfront Park. Whether you're here for brunch with friends or a solo seat at the bar, Deep City is a place for everyone. Find out more at deepcityvt.com. So there you go. Last read of that for the semester. But I should be back next semester, just don't know when. So to kind of conclude this little journey, this first semester of actually having a show, I have a song that I'm going to play that I'm actually not going to tell you the name of before I play it. But it is a cover again, and it's a cover of a song I actually sang in choir in high school. But we didn't perform it, but we did sing it. So I'm just going to roll us right into this one. And if you know it, maybe sing along or maybe don't, because it's kind of sad, but it's okay. Here we go.
spent it in good company. End of all the harm that e'er I've done. Alas, it was to none but me. For all I've done, for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night, and joy be with you all. Oh, if I had money enough to spend in leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town who surely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby
that e'er I've had. They are sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I've had, would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy.
Okay, so that was The Parting Glass by Boy Genius, a very beautiful rendition of that song. I love that version. I think they're like voices. Obviously, they were a band, so obviously their voices fit well together, but you can really hear it in that song, so I really love that song. When they announced that they were like releasing that, blew my mind, because at the time I had just like sang it in choir, so it was a big deal, big deal. But anyways, that was the last song we have together. The time is 8:57. You've been listening to The Asteroid Belt. I've been your host, DJ Stardust. This is 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. And I will be back at some point. Don't know when. I do know where it'll be here. Don't know what time or anything like that. So I don't know when you'll be, when my voice will be assaulting your ears the next, when that will be again, but it's okay. It will be at some point. So I hope you all have very happy holidays, and I will see you again whenever that may be.